Welcome to Storyline, where everyday people throughout our community talk about the experiences that shape their lives.
This week on Storyline, Allison Y talks with Storyline Administrative Assistant Susan Tagg. Allison is a Duke University graduate, a fellow at the Z. Smith Reynolds Foundation, and a future Storyline facilitator. Today, she talks about her ambition to apply her interest in people, public policy, and social justice toward building a more cohesive community.
So you were born in Massachusetts. Where did you grow up?
In Cary, just outside of Raleigh.
So you came down here.
Yeah. No, I lived there only till I was seven. And then I moved to Raleigh because my mom teaches at NC State. And
how did she feel about you picking Duke over NC State?
Oh, I didn't even apply to NC State, actually. I was between Duke and UNC. She couldn't take it at first, though, because she's very into, like, public education, and that's what she devoted her own life to, like, you know, teaching in these crowded classrooms with not a lot of resources. And then she's, like, sending her kid to Duke, and she kind of, I think she appreciates what I've gained at Duke and things like that, but she won't put a Duke sticker on her car.
And what did you study at Duke?
Public policy.
Wonderful. And what do you want to do with that besides be a fellow at Z. Smith Reynolds? Do you know yet?
I'm trying to figure it out. Conceptually, I kind of know what I want to do, but I don't know exactly what kind of job that would be, because I'm really interested in people's stories and how people's stories get told and how people connect with each other. And then kind of how all of that connects to policy that doesn't leave anyone out in the community.
I love hearing that.
Yeah. So I don't know exactly what kind of job I can get doing that kind of stuff. And I'm kind of interested in, like, nonprofits, communications capacity, some journalism type storytelling or, you know, nonfiction narrative type things. And I don't know how all of that comes together, but...
So what got you into policy? Just because you're your parents' daughter and you heard all this talk about politics?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, and mostly because of my mom. Like, my mom and I would just, we talk a lot, and we talk in the car, and she's just really, really, really into social justice issues. And, like, in the car, going to piano lessons, in the car, going to whatever practice kind of a thing, she would just talk about it. And then she'd forget to turn, and then she'd make it my fault because I got her talking about something. But that we would just, like, talk about those kinds of issues a lot. So that was just something that was really ingrained in me as something that is a worthy thing to devote a life to. So, and then within that, I'm trying to figure out what, like, my personal skills or talents could be useful for those ends, because I'm not exactly, like, big, loud, shining, like, let's head up marches kind of an organizer type person, but I really like to get to know people and think about how people get in touch with each other and things like that. So I'm trying to find, like, my own way of being able to do her big mission.
Listen to other stories from our community at StorylineProject.org. Storyline is a project of the Echo Network dedicated to building trusting relationships in our community. Storyline. Make the connections.